Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having an awesome weekend. So, my weekend started on a high note last weekend. So I mentioned to you guys I was going to go to see Lenny Kravitz live in Boston, and that actually happened. So it was an awesome show. I had a great time. And while at the concert, I discovered a new musician who was the opening act, Andra Day, who everyone is describing as retro soul. She's I've been listening to her all day long. She did a lot of her songs. Wise Up is extremely popular. She has a YouTube channel where you can listen to her music. The CD is coming out. And also in the July issue of Essence Magazine, she was featured right smack in the middle of one of my favorite magazines ever. So yeah, she's really doing the rounds. And so right now she's on tour. Her next gig is going to be in Vegas, where she's still doing opening for Lenny Kravitz. So let's see, on the 8th, she's going to be at the Chelsea, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Then the next day she'll be in Arizona at the Comerica Theater. So she's pretty busy for this whole month. And then they're off to Texas and then back to Vegas for the Life is Beautiful Festival on September 25th with Stevie Wonder. Very, very busy. So if you have not heard of Andra Day, please check her out. Her website is andraday.com. You can see all the tour dates, music videos, and just stay in touch with what she's doing on Twitter. And she's also on Facebook and Instagram. The next group that was featured in Essence Magazine is Flowetry. So I talked to you guys about that last month, which you probably think I'm like on some sort of high for the summer, because this was another show I was able to make. They were also in Boston. It was just exciting to sort of be with sort of like the hardcore fan who's been waiting forever for this reunion to happen. And so here we were in that moment, as Natalie likes to call it, in the moment with her fans and Marsha. So that was another great, great, awesome show I was able to attend. But between all these concerts, I managed to squeeze in 2 books this weekend alone. So I've been reading this great book called Dietland by Soraya Walker. This is her first novel. I could not put this book down. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, couldn't sleep, and I thought, let me continue reading from the novel, which is quite, oh my God, it's an intense story, and I think a lot of readers would definitely connect with the main character. I think I selected a little section to share with you guys, but of course, the moment it's time to do that, everything is falling apart, and even the books is falling off of my hand. So I was going to read you guys what's in the cover, the jacket of the book, and then I'll find you a little segment. I'll probably do something again down the line. So the main character, Plum Kettle, does her best not to be noticed, because when you're fat, to be noticed is to be judged or mocked or worse. With her job answering fan mail for a popular teen girls magazine, she's biding her time until her weight loss surgery. Only then can her true life as a thin person finally begin. There's more. I didn't realize this was going to be such a page turner, because it's, you know, you have one character, but then there's so many twists and turns that happen that sort of keep you in there till the end. And it's not your typical ending, which I really like, but I think the story itself, in terms of, I think Plum represents so many women and men in America who are just sort of stuck in this place and obsession of weight loss and diet and just trying to be that perfect self and just really walking around hungry, 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 and trying every diet fad under the sun just to sort of be the true self or who they think that they should be to really belong in this world. And so she tries everything. But I really love, love, love the novel because I can relate to so many things. Kind of remind me of like my undergraduate years or my 20s. Seriously, like as a combo, I've taken, you know, again, this is coming from someone who studied sort of images of women in the media. And so a lot of the way everything is embedded in the novel, it sort of just brings everything together in terms of what we face and exposed to, what we try to be, relationships, just a lot of heartache. But of course, in between, there's always friendship among women with family and sort of how you navigate all that in our little short lifetime here. And then it's amazing. I think the author has a thing with Alice's in her life. And so the next book it's a tiny little book that I read is called Survival Lessons by Alice Hoffman. Alice is just a veteran writer, 21 novels, 3 books of short fiction, and 8 books for children and young adults. She's been on the New York Times bestseller for so many of her books. And so these truly have some great lessons. That book, I thought, oh my God, every little tidbit she shares, and I thought, yes, this is so great. So one of the chapters is called Choose to Love Who You Are. So here's the beginning. You will get old, fat, thin. You look sad, tired, worn out, dragged down, bummed out. So what? You still have the same killer smile, your one-of-a-kind laugh, those eyes. Eyes say everything. They show what's inside you, whether you're 6 or 96. I remember my grandmother telling me she was shocked every time she passed the mirror. She expected to see a beautiful 16-year-old girl, and instead she saw an old woman. But she was still 16 when she laughed. And when I looked in her eyes, I knew exactly who she was. Alice Hoffman. So the book is called Survival Lessons. Just a beautifully written book. This is the kind of book I'll probably just keep close by if you ever need like a pick-me-up or some great, you know, advice, depending on what you're going through. Again, you know, Alice was going through so much through this book. And so basically, let me read what it says right in the jacket. Survival lessons provide a roadmap of how to reclaim your life from this day forward with ways to re-envision everything from relationships with friends and family to the way you see yourself. The author says, in many ways, I wrote Survival Lessons to remind myself of the beauty of life, something that's all too easy to overlook during the crisis of illness or loss. I forgot that our lives are made up of equal parts of sorrow and joy and that it's impossible to have one without the other. I wrote to remind myself that despite everything that was happening to me, there were still choices I could make. You know, it's amazing to come out stronger after going through so much trauma. And so it's just an amazing book, inspiring. So grab the book, Alice Hoffman, Survival Lessons. And I wanted to see what's on the bestsellers list for this week. So these two, again, are my two favorites for this weekend. Tell me what yours is, okay? You guys can follow me on Twitter. You can send me messages directly. It's been great. There are so many new followers out there. Thank you so much for all the followers, and I'm doing the same. Just a lot of amazing authors and, you know, people just doing amazing work. Special thanks to John Darrow Winston, who has a Reader's Favorite Choice Award. He's a finalist, and his book is actually, you can get that for 99 cents this weekend on Amazon. So if you go on there, you can get IA Initiate, which is, you have the Kindle edition. So IA Initiate is a supernatural thriller set in the mean streets of America, a seemingly random act of gang violence and Naz Anderson on a quest to find answers surrounding his dead parents that lead to a series of discoveries about his supernatural abilities. And also, the author has a really great page where you can actually listen to an excerpt of the book, which I did yesterday. So I listened to, because sometimes I'm just curious. I want to know, you get a little tidbit of what's in the book. And so to me, that was a great way to sort of go in there, check out the book, see what it's about. And then I'll let you guys know, let's see what to find. You can find John Doe Winston on Twitter. He has a great website that you guys can also check out and listen to that excerpt that I mentioned. And then the other follower, let's see, we have Dr. Lisa Cardo, who also has a great ebook out called Inside the Box. So she has an awesome website where she's providing great support for new writers and sharing what she learns. And so this weekend seems to be all about lessons for those who've been through certain things, whether it's a personal crisis or something that they experience. And believe me, getting a book out is definitely an experience you go through a lot, just trying to get that out. And so Dr. Lisa Cardo is on Twitter. You can go to her website, www.optimizebooks.com. See all the goodies that she has. And this week, in terms of Concert Window, I caught a show, two shows actually, by James Olmos on Concert Window. And I'm not sure if he has anything coming up this weekend. And then earlier this week, I was able to catch Danny Galley had a show. He seemed like he was performing live in California, and so that was really awesome with another musician out there. So let's see, for the week of August 27, it seemed like it's the same old, and I'm not getting much of an update from NPR recently. There seems to be a delay to get these bestsellers updated. And so typically what I do, I go to IndieBound to see what they have going on. So this is for the week of September 3rd. I'm going to quickly do the trade paperback fiction. So The Martian by Indy Weir, still number one. Number two is Euphoria by Lily King. Number three, Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty. This is a novel about three women, each at a crossroad, by the best-selling author of The Husband's Secret. Number four is Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. Number five, Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. Number six, Gray Mountain by John Grisham. Number seven, The Goldfinch by Dana Tort. Then number eight, The Boston Girl by Anita Diamond. Number nine is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Then number 10, The Secret Place by Tana French. A riveting doubling murder squad novel by the best-selling author of Faithful Place. So if you guys want to get these books, go to www.indiebound.org. That's where you'll find all the great books that I mention on the show. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show and for all the great support. I'm doing some little tweaks and adding some fun sound to the show. So each time you hear, I'll probably be experimenting and adding a little something here and there. So if you enjoy the program, I'm on Twitter and Pinterest. These are the two sort of networks I think I'm testing, those two social media for now, just to see how things are going. So if you are a musician, if you know of a musician, authors who have great books out there, if you have a book out there coming up, let me know what you have. Would love to plug it on the show. Just plug it away. So I'm going to see, let's see. We haven't played any music at all. You've just been hearing me just talking away, talking away. All right. So, again, thank you for listening. I mentioned Gina Tavis last time. And as I mentioned, you guys can find Andra Day online. Her channel is out there. You can hear a little Wise Up. There's an acoustic version that you can hear. She's just beautiful. Just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Wise Up. That's the featured one. So, you know what? I think I'm going to close with a little Gina Tavis. And then I will be back in a few days. So thank you again for listening. Here's Gina Tavis. This is called Fire Water.
There ain't nothing gonna keep me honest but a gun to my head and a swig of the foul water, yeah. There ain't nothing hot enough to melt this heart of mine in my chest but a swig of the foul water. So light me up with the sweet foul water, lay me down in the fiery day. Pour me up till I'm dead and gone, and drown my soul in that water, fire, water, fire. I learned real young that I had a taste for lightning sauce from Grandpa's stash. Snuck a swig of the foul water. Oh, mama's tell your child not to hold that dangerous flame in his hand, for he's swigging on the foul water. Oh, light me up with a sweet foul water. Lay me down in the fiery lane. Pour me up till I'm dead and gone, and drown my soul. Tell me up with a sweet foul water. Lay me down in the fiery lane. Pour me up till I'm dead and gone, and drown my soul.
Fire.